In the name of Jesus. The kingdom of God comes to us all by itself without our prayer. Martin Luther, in his large catechism, says the kingdom of God came as he sent his Son, Christ our Lord, into the world to redeem and deliver us from the power of the devil and to bring us to himself and rule us as a king of righteousness, life, and salvation against sin, death, and an evil conscience. He didn't ask us for permission. He just did it. Today we heard a lot of kingdom talk. The crowds greeted Jesus as he entered Jerusalem, saying, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And so the introit psalm for this day reminds us of our Advent hope, saying, "Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." And then twice, from the words of Psalm 24, the question is asked, "Who is this King of glory?" The answer, "The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle." And so we, with God's people ever since that first and final Passover, greet Jesus as this King of glory. It is needful, however, that this question was asked twice and is asked again of us today. Who is this King of glory? Because there seems to be some confusion about it, even at first sight. He doesn't look like the Lord strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Not on a mighty steed, but on a donkey's colt he came, humble. Not as Lord or King, but as a servant. So who is this strange king? And what is his glory? Jesus stood before the governor and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But was Pilate joking? The soldiers of the governor thought so. Stripping Jesus and putting a scarlet robe on him and fashioning a crown made out of thorns and kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." Well then, was it still mockery or an accidental moment of truth when over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews"? "Seek whom you may," says the hymn, "to be your stay. None can redeem his brother. All helpers failed. This man prevailed, the God-man and none other. Our servant king, of whom we sing, we're justified because he died, the guilty being guiltless." Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. He is not like an earthly king. He is called our servant king. As the fulfillment of Isaiah's third servant song, "I gave my back to those who strike and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting." No, his kingship is not of this world. For though he was in the form of God, he did not count his equality with God a thing to be bragged about, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, humbled even to the point of death, even death on the cross. This is where we follow our servant king this week. Not with any earthly trappings of earthly royalty, this king's glory, St. John especially tells us this, was when he was lifted up on the cross, there, becoming the Redeemer, by whose blood we are cleansed from all sin. In this great and holy week, we with the whole church throughout the world gather before the true glory of our salvation, the true glory of our King. Behold the cross on which was hung the salvation of the whole world. O come, let us worship him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.